If you are a regular listener to Impact Radio, you'll know that Vivian Myberg is usually on a Thursday at 10 past 8. Had quite a few listeners asking me this morning on the WhatsApp line, is the Israel update by Vivian on this morning? It sure is. Good morning, Vivian. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Brigitte. I'm very well, thank you, and very happy to be with you again. Thank you.
It's always such a pleasure to have you on Impact Radio, giving us an update as to what is happening with regards to Israel and how it is being affected by countries around the world. So let's speak about something we don't speak about all too often, and that is on Monday, the Munich 50-year memorial that took place. Maybe you want to give us a bit of an update on how that is in relation to Israel.
Yes, it was the 50-year commemoration of the 5th to the 6th of September Munich massacre. And just to quickly give a bit of background, this was the first Olympic Games held after the Berlin or the Nazi Olympics of 1936. For the first time, they held a Summer Olympics in 1972 in Germany. And Israel was very excited to send five of their top athletes to compete. And they were taken by hostage by the Palestinian Liberation Organization at that stage, also in cooperation with Black September, which was a West German neo-Nazi group who gave the group logistical assistance. They were kidnapped, and there was, unfortunately, very sadly, a totally botched rescue mission. Israel had wanted to get involved, and the Germans had actually prevented them from getting involved with rescuing their coaches and their team. And as they were getting into the helicopter, somebody fired at them, a sniper, and the whole thing just erupted. And in the end, all of them lost their lives. Six Israeli coaches, five Israeli athletes, and also a German officer. So they just remembered this again in Germany. They made quite a big deal about it because it was the 50-year anniversary of this. And Germany really rightfully really apologized again about the role in which they had played in allowing something like this to happen. And it was really sad. They've also just approved 28 million euros in compensation to the families, which was a bit of a battle through the last few years to get to that point. But what I wanted to mention, which was really quite shocking, is that when Mahmoud Abbas, who's the present chairman of the Palestinian Authority, was recently in Germany, and they asked him about this event, and they said, you know, do you regret and will you apologize for the part of the Palestinian Authority and Liberation Organization in this event? He refused to apologize. Instead, he just launched forth into a tirade accusing Israel of committing 50 Holocausts since 1947 in Israel. Of course, this is a blatant lie. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the Germans did not take lightly to this at all. And he was actually almost criminally charged for making such a ridiculous statement about the Holocaust, because if anybody knows about the Holocaust, it's Germany, of course. And they are very sensitive, and they actually have laws around how you're allowed to speak about it and not speak about it. So it just again proves that, you know, we are, as a South African government, continually befriending and building ties with the Palestinian Authority, and yet they obviously blatantly lie, instead of South Africa taking hands with Israel and taking part in all the blessings that Israel is trying to offer us at the moment and help our country. We continue to kind of go down this road. So yeah, we really need to pray for a change in our government's stance towards Israel. But I just wanted to mention that memorial that happened this week.
It is definitely a mandate that us as Christians need to take hold of, and that is to continually pray for our national government to now start seeing what their partnerships are like and the meaning of between Palestinians and also the importance and the blessing that comes with becoming friends and befriending Israel. So as Christians, we say this often, almost on a weekly basis, if not weekly, that we are to continue to pray that our leaders in government will start strengthening ties with Israel. When it comes to international news from the Iran deal with USA, is that on? Is that off? Where are we at with that negotiation?
So America's been negotiating with Iran over the last 17 months almost to try and get the deal back on track, which we know President Trump had walked away from. And everybody was warning America not to continue with the deal, including a lot of their own Democratic senators and definitely the Israeli government. We've just heard that the deal is off, and that is actually in many ways a great relief. After Iran threatened not to allow any of the probes that the International Atomic Agency wanted to do. So they've made it difficult from their side. So the deal is off, but it is really, really quite critical right now because they have recently accelerated their enrichment of uranium in the last 3 months. And they are apparently at a point now that they can produce a nuclear bomb quite easily. And Iran is also warning the region recently, the Gulf states, as well as Israel, obviously, in America, to say that they are ready to attack at any point and that the Gulf states need to align themselves rather with Iran than with Israel. As we know, they are more aligned with Israel at the moment, Saudi Arabia, Morocco, many of the others. So there's quite a lot of tension in the area and also signs that Israel is potentially preparing to launch some kind of preemptive strike on the nuclear facilities of Iran. And we also see a lot of activity in Syria, where we know Syria has basically been run right now by Russia and Iran. And it's interesting, as Russia has had to pull out a lot of their forces and their ammunitions from certain bases in Syria to be used in Ukraine, Iran has moved into that gap. And Israel has recently, just this week again, bombed the Aleppo airport, which prevented Iranian cargo ships from landing and offloading more rockets, more ammunition and things, which would be heading then towards Hezbollah in Lebanon to fire at Israel. So there's a tremendous amount of activity happening almost on a daily basis in Syria. Israel is really preventing Iran from expanding there, and yet basically Syria is being used as a launch pad potentially into Israel in the future. So things are really hotting up in the area. But there is good news as well. I just want to quickly mention nations that are aligning themselves with Israel. The very good news of Liz Truss becoming the new Prime Minister of the UK, who's a strong, strong ally of Israel, and already talking about potentially moving the embassy of the UK back to Jerusalem. And then very good news a little bit closer to home is the new Kenyan president, William Ruto, who's a very strong believer, a very big supporter of Israel. And we're just hoping that that will, as I say, also, you know, influence some of the other African nations, including South Africa.
Absolutely. I hope that our government can also take their lead from the UK Prime Minister, the newly elected UK Prime Minister, and the President of Kenya. And we do believe that this is something we continue to pray as citizens of the Kingdom of God for this change to happen. It will happen. It is aligning with God's word. So we know that God hears the petitions and prayers of his people if it is aligned with the word of God. Vivian, just before we end off today's discussion, I know a few weeks ago you were talking and letting us know that in Russia, the Russian government were preventing their people to go back to Israel. Is that still being prevented? Has that been lifted? Do you know the status of that at this point in time?
So they are threatening to close the Jewish agency down in Moscow, who is the main agency. And we actually, as the International Christian Embassy, work very closely and have our own man on the ground in Moscow working with the Jewish agency to help facilitate the return of the Jews back to Israel, which has accelerated in the last few months. The court case has now been moved to the 19th of September. So we really need to pray into that. But relations between Israel and Russia are not good. And so we are seeing that they are using this very sensitive thing of the Aliyah to try and prevent them from coming back. And there is really a very real threat of the door closing again after it's been open for a number of years. And we really need to pray into that. And a lot of the Baltic states and a lot of the former Soviet Union states that are still under kind of communism are also starting to close again. So we're really seeing a shift again where the freedom of Jews coming home might be ending. And so we continue to pray for that. At the moment, they are still coming. And we're also looking at alternative routes to bring them back again through routes that even the ICEJ was involved with previously when the Iron Curtain was still in place. But a lot of prayer needed to go into that. Please, thank you.
Vivian Myberg from ICEJ giving us an Israel update on a weekly basis. Always so informative, always so important as well, as it is important for us to know what is happening in the Middle East, especially with regards to our alliances and what Israel are doing in that area of the world. Vivian Myberg, thank you so much for your time once again, and look forward to our updates again next week, Thursday.
Thank you.